Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Online continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action.
I think a big rhetoric when you first get into the industry is if you say no to a director, they'll never work with you again because they'll think you're like problematic, messy, whatever. Just out of trying to protect my career, knowing that I loved what I was doing, I didn't give myself the time and space to say, hey, I can't take every shoot that they want me to shoot. I need sometimes to have a day off.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I actually kind of don't want fingers in my butt today. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Like, do you mind if we do something else instead? And I think coming with taking the time to be able to step back and not living in a model house, not constantly being surrounded by work, it gave me the space to say, I can do porn and I can also do other things.
And you can also do it your way.
Like performance that can match my energy, because I feel like it shows. Like sometimes my fans will be like, she looks bored, and it's like, I'm not bored, it's just the guy is not bringing out what needs to be brought out in me. So like an example of someone I really like working with is Jack Slayer. Like, okay, he's great.
And is it because you guys have a chemistry together, or is it because he just is a great performer and knows how to bring things out on females? Because I feel like there's also a different caliber. I can't really speak of the ones or the guys nowadays because I'm not shooting with them, but from what I hear from Girls on the Couch and just hear for, say, gossip around porno land, is that I feel like there's a difference between old school performers with when it comes to men, or like really much more like it's almost like European style where it's like they're more lovers but they like fuck to fuck, and the other ones are like more pretty fucking where it's like, I look at me too and then I'll fuck you.
Yeah, it's there really aren't that many guys at the moment. It's super dry, and it also is kind of a shame because it's kind of like not exciting anymore. But yeah, he is a good performer as well as like, yeah, he just knows what to do. It's like,
so the chemistry is just there. He knows how to put you in positions and make you feel good while doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all great things to have.
I know. I'm like, is it really that hard? You have one job.
Facts. And when you're a sex worker, your one job is to get the job done.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I mean, I started camming. Mm-hmm. And when I started camming, I was in a monogamous relationship, and that guy, you know, he felt that I was pushing him. You know, he was like, I met you when you were working in an office. I'm working in an office. Now all of a sudden you're doing this other job.
Were you camming with him or are you camming solo?
No, I was camming solo.
Okay.
And his friends that he went.
Have you always been going by Lily Bell?
Yes.
Is that your name? How did that name come about?
So that boy that I'm talking about, I didn't really know about name hierarchy then.
Okay.
So he was like, you should be either like Lily Jean or you should be like Lily Belle. And in my head, I don't know. I was like, why are you naming me these people? And he was like, you should be Belle and just take the E off. So he named me after Lexi because he used to watch her all the time.
Okay.
And
makes
I was
sense.
Like, oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
And so when I started camming, I was that. Mm. And then when I got to OC, I was that. And when I was a stripper, my name was Spencer.
Okay.
And so to be honest, when I started, I wanted to change my name. But at that point,
you're already doing too many
I'm already
stuff.
Doing it. And then it was like shooting yourself in the foot when you change your name. So I just was like, I guess this is my name. Is it the name that I particularly really, really wanted? No. I had a friend, an old friend in high school whose her last name is that. And she actually got mad at me and offended and thought that I, like, after all
these
years.
Was taking it after her?
Yeah. And I was like, no, girl, that's not even thinking about you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What is a common sexual act that you dislike?
69ing.
No 69ing for you.
It's just not a fun time for me.
Not for you. Okay.
No.
It is kind of awkward at times.
Yeah, it's just like, I think in high school I tried it because I'm like, oh, 69, and I'm like, this, how do you focus on anything? It's like, because if I am trying to get like my clit stimulated, that is literally the only thing I can be focused on. It's, in fact, I do breath work a lot when I'm like trying to come, okay, because it's like, if I get distracted at all, it's like I lose the almost coming.
Is it more intense while doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried breath work while trying to masturbate, do it.
I've definitely never done it while masturbating. I've done it, but I can see the intensity from that point because I've like been emotionally released, but never like orgasm release.
It's awesome.
Gotta try that one.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. From the girl who started with anal on screen right off the bat, you don't have any wild, crazy sex stories? Maybe not necessarily.
Yeah.
Or maybe a crazy sex scene that you've done since being in the business. That something was kind of maybe tested your limits a little bit, or maybe it just was like wild and crazy that you thought was fun and you just wanted to try.
I've definitely had sex in like weird places, definitely.
Describe like, weird. What is weird,
wash.
Girl? Okay.
The little car wash one.
Like, were y'all in the car? Oh, so like the drive through one. Okay. So you were timed. You're like, let's go. Yeah. Okay. Did he finish in time before the? Was it dry?
No. And then the car is going out.
They're like honking.
Yeah. They're like, move. So funny.
Did you keep going? Yeah.
No, I think we had to go because there's people in line and JD had to drive away.
You have the people in the store being like, excuse me. That's a wild story. I like that one. Funny. I like that private talk. You're welcome. You see, we're getting some fun, exciting stories from Miss Callie Roses. Do you have any like good concert experiences of yourself? Or are you a big into, you said you're into music as far as the artistry part. What about a fan?
You know, I haven't been to many concerts. Like, okay. I feel like Justin Bieber might have been my last concert.
Oh, we need to fix that, husband.
I know.
Justin Bieber was your last concert?
I know. That's kind of sad, actually. It kind of is
from this time forward. Like, you know what I mean? Because there's just so many other great things. I mean,
I know. And concerts are so fucking cool.
And the fact that you camped out at one as a kid, you have to do that as an adult. You know? Food for thought.
Sex is sex. I view sex in a more lenient way. I feel like if I was with a partner, now before I used to get in relationships, like I was not single longer than like 2 months, but I haven't had a boyfriend in 2 years because now I'm very more picky versus when I was younger and I just like loved being in a relationship. But now that I've gotten older, I think I just view relationships way differently, but sex, people are gonna be attracted to other people. People are gonna wanna fuck other people and that's normal, like we're human. Cheating to me would be like, let's say my partner goes and fucks another girl and then that's fine. But then they have like a relationship.
Emotional.
Yes. Like they're texting, telling each other about their problems or like their anxieties or like.
So the that physical type of, act of it is fine. Yes,
like to, which sounds weird, but like the physical act of like sex, I'm like.
I'm very much like that for me. Right? Like if you want to do something, then fine, I don't want to know about it. Not necessarily that I don't want to know about it, but like don't bring that home.
Yeah. Live your truth, King.
Yeah.
I support you. Live your truth. You're a man. You're going to want to fuck other girls and, like, love that. Support you. Live your truth. If you keep an ongoing emotional connection where you're telling her about your problems and that, like, that to
me. And that problem is you because that's how their tie becomes. And then that to me is, like, for men, it's more emotional. I feel like men, it takes them longer to be emotionally invested than it does women. So I feel like if you're already on that line, like, you're already out the door.
Yeah.
For sure.
That would be cheating to me.
Okay, that's fair.
So I have a weird viewpoint on what I consider cheating.
I don't think that that's weird at all. I think that's healthy. Yeah. I think that, you know what I mean? And I also think going back to the reference of like Lena and Adam, it's like.
Like Adam would never.
But the thing is like, but we also seek partners at a certain time when we're ready for like what we want to draw in, right? So they're giving and taking from both each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like he, you know, just recently, like how he did, you know, she did her recent sign or whatever, you know what I mean? With another guy where it's like, that obviously had to be hard to a degree, but he's also, I've fucked a lot of girls. So it's like give and take and maybe that works and maybe they try it again and maybe they don't, like, but, but it's like
figuring it out together. But it's like you also have to find someone who is someone that's secure, someone that is can communicate with you the way that you're communicating with them, and that your love languages are the same, and that you can identify how to have out of conflict and those things. Where it's like when we're younger, it's just because they're hot. It's just because like, oh, like you're the cool guy who gets us into a party, or you just look hot because I saw you on a whatever. And so your interests start to change in how you look for partners. And then you realize like, oh, I was picking a lot of bad people. And not because they were bad people, but they were bad people for you in those moments.
Yes, 100%.
Have you ever woken up to someone that you did not know their name?
No, but I have woken up thinking of other people and been like, oh, maybe I should quit having sex with this person since I woke up thinking of somebody else.
But did you ever think about that person while you're getting fucked by the other person?
Oh, yeah.
I did all the time. Yeah. I was like, that's just great. I'm like, what's wrong with that? They don't got to know.
Exactly.
You're playing those movies in your head, girl. That's all. It makes you come harder. It makes you think because it's taboo, too. So you're just like, don't you know there's someone else here, but you don't know who he is.
Yeah, but then I don't want to date them anymore because it's fun for a while. But then it's like, I don't even like you. I'm just using your dick and thinking of someone else. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see where it gets played out. You know, it's just, you know, you don't keep repeat offending. That fantasy can only play so many times until you need a new one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
No, but I would like to.
What would be your ideal scenario for an orgy? Like, from girls to guys, like, what would your ideal thing be?
I'd like to, like, walk into, like, a party or something where there's, like, I don't know, at least over 50 people. Okay. And it's, like, girls, guys, couples, singles.
So
like,
free for all.
Yeah.
You should be invited to a swingers party. They could do that and be like, hey, tag me in. I'm in.
Yeah, like something like that.
But would you be open to it now, or is that something that just kind of excites you, like, sexually?
Oh, no, I think...
Like, if I told you, hey, Amber, I got an invite for us. We're going to a swingers party, and there's about 50 people. We might get gangbanged. We might not.
I would go.
You would go?
Yes, right. I would go.
Okay, I'll keep you in mind. Not that I get invited to any of these these parties, private talk, but you never know. There's always a time. There's always a chance. Now I know who I can call.
Yeah. So there's a guy. We'll just call him Jay. You know?
Okay.
He used to send me, you know, I do dick ratings. Mm-hmm. So he did like a dick rating, and he had a giant, beautiful cock.
I get wet to some of those dick ratings. Right? I'm like, man, where are you?
So he would get the dick ratings pretty often, and he'd always get a 10 because he was in the military. So it was kind of hot. I would see him in his like 10, you know, whatever. And he'd always be like jerking off. He would use my fleshlight, you know, he'd be like jerking off the porn at me. So I was always rating it. Anyway. It went from, like, dick rating, you know, whatever. And then suddenly he's like, I have this fantasy. And I'm like, tell me. And he's like, and I want you to reenact it. And I wasn't sure what was coming. So I don't even know how to sum this up. This was, like, a multi-part. This was, like, a feature-length custom.
We got a really, I know, right? really good cost
so
for that.
So basically, part of his fantasy was that, I saw his cock. He got the dick rating. And then I took it a step further. In this fantasy, I was like, I have to have him. I have to have him. I can't wait another minute without him. So I go to like his military base and I break into it.
Ooh,
so
naughty.
I reenacted this whole custom. So I was shooting like in my yard where I was like jumping over a fence, you know, at night with a
dedication,
flashlight. You know,
I like that.
Anyway, I break into him and I find his tent. So I'm walking around the military base at night like, Jay, where are you?
So did you put tents up in your backyard?
What?
Did you put tents up in your backyard?
I got a tent and I put one in my living room. Yeah. Yep. And it was all dark. Yeah.
Like it.
Anyway, and then I find it and I find his tent and I'm like, Jay, I need your cock. I have to have it. And he's like, no, like I'm going to be in trouble. And he's like, yes. And then anyway, I like get on top of him and I ride him and stuff. I did this all with like a dildo. This was very intricate. Okay. I'll tell you more. So basically, he tries to push me off of him, and I'm like, no, I'm going to keep going, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he comes inside of me. I did it with a squirting dildo. Yeah, he comes inside of me. And then, like, I'm like, okay, let me take you out of here. And I take him away. There's part two where I'm pregnant with his baby. I actually got, like, a pregnant, like, you know. You weren't expecting that, right? I'm pregnant with Jay's baby. So I can't.
So you got a fake belly?
I did, yeah. I got a fake belly to do this. So I'm pregnant with him, this baby. And while I'm pregnant with him, I can't. And he's not in the military anymore. And I can't go to work. I can't do porn, you know, because I'm pregnant.
Because you're pregnant?
Yeah, because I'm pregnant. So what do I have to do? I have to train Jay to do porn. So okay, at the end of the day, I was like, Aaron, I think this guy's fantasy is to be Aaron. Kind of, you know, like he wanted. And so as
there's
part
synergy
of it,
for sure.
I invite my friends over, and he listed which friends. I invite my friends over, and I sit there with like a director, like clapper thing, and I teach him how to fuck my friends, all my porn star friends. You know, exactly. I teach him how to do it, so he could go do porn, so he could support the family. And then
dead.
On the end of the custom ended with me being like, "All right, you're ready," and I like, I'm like, it's like your day, and I'm in the car, and I drop him off at set. So I film the end of it in the car where I'm like driving, you know, and I'm like, "All right, sweetie," and I'm like, this is on me with a phone. I'm like, "Have a good day."
How long is this fucking custom, Jay?
It's 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's 20
okay,
minutes.
Okay. Okay.
It took me like 2 days to film.
I'm like, because you were a director and had your own company, I feel like it's a little bit.
Oh, this was also during COVID.
Well, you had some time on your hands.
Fortunately, I had my husband to help me, you know, which is good. But yeah, I was like going to Home Depot and buying things.
They're like, what is wrong with this? Where did you find this pregnant belly?
On
like,
Amazon.
What did you do with it after? Do I want to know?
You know.
You should have.
He went in the garage with
you should sell
out.
It to Jay for a low price.
I should have been like, here you go.
Here's your baby, Jay.
Yeah, here's your baby. So that was, I think, one of the most interesting things I ever did for a fan. And you know, I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful story.
That you were so interactive.
At the end of the day, he wanted a family, you know?
Hey, he got that fake family from you, girl. I love it. I mean, I think that it's cool to like really give back to your fans. And
yeah.
Some's a little bit more intricate than others, but
that
if you're willing to
intricate.
Do it and like give it back, then
I loved
why
it.
Not?
I loved it. I loved
How
it. I, you know,
funny.
I really loved every minute of it. And I got into the story. I was teary-eyed at the end.
Do you watch it back on your own accord?
I mean, I did. Before I sent it to him, I had to watch it. You know.
But did you masturbate to it?
You know,
yes.
Maybe a little bit.
I give people a chance because, like, you know, I see nice eyes and, like, I consider myself maybe like a guy in the industry. They can focus on one thing about that person. And if their personality is good, like, I can make it work.
I heard that trick before. I've used it a couple of times.
Exactly. I was like, I'm already knee deep into the shit. I'm going to just vibe and, like, whatever. So we're talking and it's kind of awkward, but like it was okay. And then like, you know, I smoke or whatever. So I was like, we're going to smoke after. And I was, he's like, you want to come out to my place and smoke? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so he takes me to his place and we walk in.
You weren't afraid at this point. You were just like,
no,
he's
at this point, the beard, I was past it. We were laughing.
Okay.
And you know, you
good
say you want to smoke. And I'm like, yeah.
In.
So I just felt like that was all right. He didn't give me like, you know, scary vibes.
Like you were like gonna watch a movie and never come out of his house kind of vibes. You were like, this is just gonna be a smoke session. And
I felt like it was gonna be a smoke session. I don't know why. Anyways, so I go there.
So it gets better, guys.
Does it? So I go there and we walk in and first of all, it's like a house, like a nice regular house in a neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, interesting. We walk in and then it's like his brother and his brother's girlfriend in the living room.
Oh.
And I'm like, hi, okay. And at some point he mentions to me, oh, yeah, by the way, this is my parents' house.
Oh.
Okay.
How old is this guy?
Older than me. So at the time I was probably like 23 or 24 and he was probably like 29.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay. Well, I don't see your parents.
You
oh,
still don't
cool.
see your red flag at this point.
I know there's red flags. The red flags are there, but I'm knee deep in the shit. I'm just like, I want to smoke and like go, you know? So we're whatever. We smoke and we're smoking, right? Oh, No. I got to rewind. Something so important that I missed. I'm in this dude's house and he's about to roll up and he asked me to grab the blunts from his bedroom. Like, first of all, what the fuck?
Like
I don't
you've
know.
Been there before.
Yeah, I don't know. And he's like, and I was like, what? He's like, you know, last door on the left. And it's like,
what
you'll
you
see it right there on my desk. Just grab it. Like, he's breaking down the weed. I'm like, okay. So I'm walking down to his room and I like glance. And in every room on the way there was like a Confederate flag on the wall. And I was like,
talk about flags.
Oh, I was like, well, I haven't seen one of those in a while. I was like, okay.
Run, Carmen.
Yeah. So like, I grabbed the bun. I don't say anything. I walked back. I was like, whoa, this is strange. I was like, these are, again, all red flags. He rolls the blunt, whatever. And then we're smoking it. And then we're talking after. And he like just awkwardly leans in and gives me a kiss. And it was the most awkward kiss ever.
Did you kiss him back?
No. That's why it was awkward, because I was just not prepared. It was so forced and it was so cringe. And then poor guy, if you hear this, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I gotta get an Uber. And then I got an Uber.
First AVN, I think, was what really probably started shaking my, like, trajectory of where I was going.
Okay.
Because, like, I had got into it with a couple of the girls because, like, I felt, like, nurturing. I was trying to protect them, but it got taken as, like, controlling. Like, I flushed some people's stuff because I was afraid, like, that they would be, like, bad.
So drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my agent didn't really, like, protect me in that situation. So, like, everybody was, like, just pushed me aside, and then I got involved with an adult performer who kind of like manipulated me and like really did abuse me. He like went to jail for 186 days because he got me pretty
Sorry
good.
To hear that.
But after that situation happened, I kind of got scared. Like okay. I was scared to like do anything in the industry. Like I was like shooting for Penthouse. I was gonna have a Penthouse pet, and I was actually in the middle of like my last set of photos, and the assistant told me that he had got out of jail and I had to leave because I went into a panic. So like it started like affecting my work, you know, and then I was like, okay, I don't feel good. So let me like do Molly and like all of these things. And I just kind of like really like lost myself like in general. Like I was like, who even am I? Like I was the girl who like wouldn't even smoke weed. Like I wouldn't like do anything the Bible says not to do type of thing, you know?
Okay.
But then it kind of went like from nothing to everything. Mm. And I was like, huh.
If I am working with a new girl, I actually go over like, hey, what do? Like if you get a yeast infection, like what happens if you have bacterial vaginosis? And I'm sorry, guys, this is gross for you guys, but
it's educational.
Earmuffs. We're here for the ladies also. So fuck you guys. But it's like, these are the things that we didn't really talk about. I ask them like, hey, listen, I hope you're not prepping with a butt plug. Like you can actually stretch your colon because that's the elasticity. It's the sphincter muscle. So small glass toys are better for it. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're using the proper lube. Make sure you try the lube before you go to set. Like, hey, this is mine. Invest in yourself and your own well-being. Like, hey, pure silicone lube is, in my opinion, the best lube ever. This is my lube. I bring my lube set.
Yeah.
Because not everybody provides it.
Yeah.
Brazzers, they have 20 different lubes all in a case. Here you go. And they get cleaned after every like time they get used. Everything's cleared. I think the talent liaison part needs a little bit of cleaning up on all sets.
So you say you're one of my number one fans. Who's, yeah. You said your top three.
So Mia Malkova is my number one. No offense, okay. No disrespect.
Okay.
But I know you guys are tight.
Okay, yes.
You know,
I mean, I've been, you know, in her. I've been on all around her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a really long time, but yes, we.
She's doing well.
She's okay.
She sends her best.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Tell her I said hi.
Mia's my number one all time, most jerks.
Okay.
Number two, Alexis Texas. Number three, Jessa Rhodes.
So how do you rate this thing? Like, is it just because you just like the, you know, blondes, big ass? How did Mia get to number one? Is it more because you know her now? So is it ranking more impersonal? Like, is it, you know, what's your ranking system based off of?
You know what? Okay. I go on Pornhub and I go, now I'm paying.
Okay.
Because I didn't
know. There's a real science to this, Ryan. Okay. I'm down for the breakdown. Okay.
I didn't know
that.
Let
me get comfortable here at Private Talk.
Pornhub is a pirated website.
I know.
We
I'm
don't,
clearly aware.
I didn't know that y'all don't fucking support it. And now the some are, some aren't. And it's like, whoa, we don't like them. Oh, but they sent me merch. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I went through a pee fetish myself. I have talked about this. And not because I wanted to be peed on because I was peeing on people, but because I was peeing on people and I was being allowed to, I only thought it was fair to like return the favor. Mm. It didn't do anything to me sexually at all, although I did let someone pee in my mouth. Definitely didn't like.
Doesn't it taste terrible?
I didn't swallow. I spit that day.
Oh, you spit that day. Well, okay. Can you swallow pee?
Yes. Because
it doesn't like make you sick or anything.
No, because they say like, I think the reason why this even started this whole, like, if I think about it, we were really wasted. It was with, yeah. But initially it was because they were saying you could, like, if you were like stranded or whatever, like you could drink your pee because like, but you have to, I don't know if you have to, like what you have to do to, I don't know the specific facts.
You boil
of that
it.
Part, or like leave it out because it's, I don't really know. But anyways, we were like, oh, it's not, it can't be bad for you. Right now, depending on the same thing with how guys come taste, it depends on your diet. How, if it's going to be, if you eat salty food, it's going to taste.
Don't
salty.
Eat asparagus.
If, no.
Is what you're saying.
Well, I think the asparagus, your pee is going to smell regardless. And so that's, you know, plus, but you know, any salt, any like fatty things, anything that are like yeasty, that shit's gonna make it bad. So okay. It's like, you know, but
makes sense.
It had no taste huh. When it did it. Mind you, I didn't swallow it, but it wasn't like making me throw up. It was more like, yeah, we're doing this, we're in it.
See,
we're
not a lot of things make me gag. I have a good gag reflex.
Okay,
But I just imagine like, because I think I'm imagining the smell. of pee, and that's what would turn you off.
See, for me, like after the effect of like, okay, doing it, not even just the, let's forget the mouth part, but like being peed on, was the part that turned me on was like the warm sensation of something taboo.
Oh, the taboo.
So
yeah,
it was like, oh, like
I can't be doing this. Yeah,
but I like it, and it wasn't even like peeing on my pussy or peeing on me. It was like some like one time someone pissed on my foot, but like just because we were in the shower and we were like, oh, well, if I peed on you, I'm gonna pee, you know, kind of thing. But I was like, I kind of like it. I don't know why, but I don't know where this is going. So for a while, I went through a pee phase, like where I wanted to pee on people, and then this one guy, after a scene, he let me. He was a bald man, and he let me stand over him and piss on his head, and I felt so. It was like a Superman complex.
Oh, wow.
And then I tried to do it one time after that to a partner, and he was like, you can't pee on me. And then I had stage fright ever since.
Oh, you can't pee. See, I'm also afraid of having stage fright because I have like stage fright if like there's a bunch of like people in the bathroom sometimes and they're just like staring at you.
It's really bad. I was like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pee on you. I'm going to pee on you.
And it just wouldn't come out.
So I had to stop talking shit about peeing.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't deliver, and I don't like to not deliver.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a Christmas. I was in New Jersey.
This was not a Christmas. They can't kick you out of Christmas.
I know, this is the worst. My parents are visiting me from China. Mm-hmm. We were in New Jersey. I took them to Atlantic City. So that was the first time they've been in a big casino like that. Okay. So I took them to dinner.
Did they love it?
They loved the casino. They didn't really like the restaurant because I got kicked out.
That's telling.
So we got kicked out. Because, you know, it was Christmas. I got this Pornhub sweater from Pornhub.
Yep. It says Pornhub. I know exactly what it is. Yeah, okay. I got it. I got one too, girl. We're twins.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let's wear this because it's like, it looked like ugly sweater, but it's more fun. And
did your parents know what you're doing?
No, they don't know.
But they don't know what Pornhub is.
They don't know what Pornhub is. Porn is banned in China.
Okay.
So they don't know what that
but
is.
But you're wearing a shirt that says Pornhub to dinner on Christmas with your parents. Yeah. Okay, continue.
The reason I choose that sweater is because I'm really conservative. Because they covered up here.
It does look like an ugly sweater. It's like one of those things, like it says the Pornhub name, but it has like the little cheesy Christmassy like color and things. I mean, so I get it.
Okay.
But for me, I'm like, if it's your parents and they could obviously read it and be like, what the fuck? If they didn't know what it was, my parents would Google it. If that was the kid, they'd be like, what is this? And then who knows what happens from there.
Yeah. So we were at a restaurant, we're sitting down, and we didn't do anything.
Okay.
We were just sitting and ordering food, and manager stopped like coming to us to our table, just said, hey, you need to wear your sweater inside out because some of the customers, I guess, was complaining I'm wearing a Pornhub sweater. I'm like, it's just a sweater. It's not like I'm naked or disturbing people.
Yeah.
And they say, no, we can't do that. I say, I'm not going to, like, wear inside out. Yeah. And then they said, we're not welcoming you.
That's crazy. Had you gotten any meals yet? Had you got any drinks yet? Had you ordered anything yet at this time?
We got a pasta and drink.
Okay, so you're eating your food and they're like, ma'am, if you're not going to turn it inside out, you have to leave.
Yeah.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked.
And you thought they were joking.
And then they even find, because we're Chinese, mm-hmm. I'm talking Chinese on the table with my parents. Mm-hmm. And they even find the manager find this guy that speaks Chinese.
So they were serious.
He wanted to make sure that we understand in Chinese that the sweater is inappropriate. At one point, the Chinese guy was telling my parents, oh, do you know what she's wearing? And my parents got really curious.
So do they know what Pornhub is now?
I don't think so.
So even then being curious by the guy, and he's like, dude, he didn't tell them?
And then I'm like, you can't just tell them what I'm wearing. We will leave.
Okay, so you intercept it before you're like, sir.
No, we're
okay,
not
that's
going
a
there.
Pretty good story. I mean, I think that it's really crazy how targeted that is. I feel like maybe if there was a sexual act or like people doing things on there and not just a word, because all it is a word, then that's a you problem, not a them problem. You know what I mean? So it's like, why are you looking at my shirt?
Yeah,
look away, go to the next table.
I know, it's not it's like my titties out or like we're licking dick, we're sucking dick on the table, right?
I'd hope not with your mom and dad. No, they would not approve.
I've had a few your funny interactions. I guess the funniest thing to me is sometimes celebrities slide into my DMs, and I'm like, is this real? Like, no, that can't be.
You're like, is that the fake check mark, or is that the real one?
But then I'm like, you know what? Everyone has to masturbate to something. And if it's me, that's fucking awesome.
I love that your face lights up like a little kid in a candy store. You're like, well, if they're masturbating, why not me? I feel the same way.
You know, like, let's get ours.
I always say it's we're people helping people one orgasm at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like everybody, like you said, everybody masturbates. Like, let's just be honest.
They watch something. They're going to watch something.
You know, I'm quite creative. You know, I got a lot up here that I don't really need to watch things, but I love it.
Touché.
I love to create for you guys because what's up here is...
And then you're giving it to their eyeballs.
It goes in here and here. You know, where it's like.
It's a beautiful cycle.
It really is.
Makes you smile, Coco.
Makes me smile. I just love, like, gifts. Like, just, like, you not even ask me what do I want. Like, you bringing me, like, oh, I know you would like this. And just confident that you knew I liked it. And
so
I love it.
So that's your love language.
Yes, it is.
You like that. What about you, baby?
I feel like I love gifts, too. Every girl loves gifts. Yes. Like, so that's what always make me smile. But maybe, like. You know, them being funny. I love a funny guy. Make me laugh.
Are you funny too?
I definitely got jokes. I'll make you laugh all day.
Well, you know, I haven't heard any of these jokes because as much as y'all are in my booth, y'all don't talk to me that much. You show me love and you respect me, but I didn't hear these jokes, girl. I like to laugh too.
I know. I'm a funny ass bitch.
Yeah. I be telling you some funny things.
I'm going to make you laugh one of these days.
Ooh, you heard it here first. Larry Tosh, you're going to make me laugh.
Well, the first time I squirted, I was super embarrassed. Like, it wasn't something embarrassing. I had just never experienced it.
Did you think you were peeing, or did you just was?
It was just like the fact that I soaked the guy's bed. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean for this to happen. He was like, no, I meant for it to happen.
Describe the sensation of what it feels like when you squirt.
The biggest thing that I can think of is it's like an orgasm, but it's more intensified because your body is like, obviously when you have an orgasm, everything sort of contracts. But when you're squirting, everything sort of like pushes at the same time. So your body is just having like this internal struggle. But it's fucking amazing. Like my legs vibrate for like 10 minutes after I can't walk.
It's like squirt drunk. You know, you get
it's amazing.
I'm like, I can't
don't talk to me after.
Don't talk to me.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
Kind of.
What does kind of mean? Explain to Private Talk.
Okay, I've had sex like on a plane, but it wasn't in the air. Okay. It was on the tarmac.
Okay, I feel like that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess so you're just not mile high. You're not high up on anything.
Yeah, but I was in a plane.
What kind? Was this a private plane? Or was this a commercial plane?
It was a private plane.
Okay. So you couldn't wait till you got to take off. You had to keep just
getting on the ground? Yeah, but it was with the pilot. So I wanted to do it when the plane was in the air, but he like took his job too seriously.
Go figure. I mean, I'm glad that pilot took his job seriously. Is there someone that you haven't worked with that you have like someone that you would want to in the future?
I'm still trying to rock with Rihanna. Riri, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, Riri.
Yeah, if she does, let me know that I'm there too because that's been my girl crush forever.
I would love to do anything. DJ for her at a party, anything. Just, I would love to rock with Riri for sure. She's amazing. Like a lot of the OGs have hit me, like Mariah Carey showed me love, Usher. It's just such a trip. It's like, wow, I really grew up listening to you guys. This is crazy.
That's like Little Kid in the
Candy
Store.
You guys know who I am?
Yeah.
You know, I got to do a song with Little Kim. Like that, crazy. Like this is just nuts.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Mike Tyson. Oh, I mean a girl.
I mean, if you want to have
girl.
Mike is
your... Sorry. Okay. Girl. I don't know.
You have to know. You knew Mike really quick. You could.
I know. I was ready for that.
You didn't have some girl that you maybe she was a Victoria's Secret model.
Maybe like Denise Richards or
okay,
something.
Okay. Okay. I like that. What was the movie that she was in that was...
like Wild Things?
Yeah, see, you knew. You knew real quick.
Yeah.
Things got real wild over there. How many times did you watch that movie?
I don't know. At least 100 times.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it, yeah. Did you watch it in slow-mo?
I've seen it in all modes.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex on a toilet seat?
I sucked a dick on a toilet seat, like me sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
Sucking a dick.
Okay.
And I was like, my belly was hurting. It was at the end of a long night. And I'm like, well, like, we still want to keep going. But I'm like, I'm a bathroom man.
Do you like being spanked during sex?
Yes. I love being slapped in the face more.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I can take a hell of a hit. I feel like I've, like, trained my face like a fucking fighter. Because it's like a lot of times, like, I'll have someone fucking hit the shit out of me, but I don't bruise.
How
it's
do you train your face for this action?
Just having it happen over and over again. So
multiple places that are being slapped.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the face, though. Like, the rest of my body, like, you just squeeze me a little hard. I'm like, oh, it's some bruises. Okay. Fuck my life.
I like... So...
You're actually getting turned on right now.
So
this is really
weird. So, like, I like when, like, I'm getting fucked and, like, the guy puts his foot on my head.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like... I mean, people are like, oh, that's so demeaning. But, like, I don't know. I love it. Like...
And what position does this happen?
Like, when you're... It's doggy style. And, like,
okay. I was, like, trying to get a visual. I'm like, oh.
And then if they're holding your hair, too, that's even better.
Okay. Like a Is this something that's, like, your go-to that you have to come? Or that's just, like, your fit? Like, your...
I just like it. It just feels right.
Because
it
you like to be dominated?
I like to be dominated, yes.
Okay. So you're a sub. I'm a sub,
yeah.
You're in a relationship currently?
Yes.
He's how old?
23.
Okay, yeah, great, great question for you. All right, so allegedly, I don't know if you call them men boys. I don't really know at this point. But allegedly, these men are out here sitting on women's faces.
What? What did you say?
Yeah.
Like, they're squatting on their faces?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I need a picture.
You have a 23-year-old boyfriend. He's not squatting on your face?
No, is this a new Gen Z thing?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I've been told by a female friend and also a male friend on different occasions. Like, he got made fun of by the younger people because they were talking about, like, oh, you don't do that? Like, oh, you're not cool. And he's like, I don't want any parts of that. Yeah. That is not cool.
No.
And then I had a girlfriend said that it happened to her in the backseat of a car. And so, in the backseat of a car, too.
How did she get down?
Like, so I was talking earlier and I was like, is this something you talk about beforehand?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm gonna sit on your face, or like, do you give the A-OK? Like, it's like anal. Like, how do you know what the limits? And if someone, your boyfriend, right? If like tonight, and you know, this isn't live, but what if if y'all are gonna like fuck, and he squatted over your face?
No, like, just like goes on, like, thinking about
it. Or say he was you were sucking his dick, right? He was standing up, and then you just told him to sit on your face.
Yeah, no, it sounds fun. Okay, like, I'm literally picturing in my head right now of the scenario of it happening right now. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to sit on your face. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, you want me to sit on your face? And he's like, no, I want to sit on your face. What did you say? You want to sit on my face? Fuck no.
So you'd say
hell no.
So you're an abort mission.
Yes.
What if
I'm gonna get pink eye.
What if he was laying on his back and he did the Jan sport and he held both of his legs back?
Like, okay.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.